From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Kholil Komas has called on religious figures to help disseminate the right information pertaining to the health protocols and serve as role models for health protocols adherence to curb COVID-19 transmission. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Komas explained during a discussion on cross-religious nationality held online on Wednesday that as religious figures, it is their task to convey the information to their own congregation to become a role model and to remind the public to always follow the health protocols better, especially wearing masks. He also pointed out that religious figures have been making efforts to support COVID-19 prevention and mitigation. He added that they are not tired of edifying their congregation on the need to always adhere to the health protocols and get vaccinated. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI built a large-scale strategic research infrastructure and strengthened the funding for this development by conducting budget engineering. This was stated by Daily Executive Head of LIPI, Agus Haryono, in a research and innovation webinar for Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday. The strategic research infrastructure development that LIPI wants to accelerate includes an integrated national tropical biodiversity greenhouse, strategic local mineral processing laboratory facilities based on low-cost and zero-waste technology, and facilities for the Indonesia Geodiversity Area in Karangsambung, Central Java. LIPI is also developing a national repository center for biodiversity and intellectual property and a Mataram Marine Bioindustry Research Facility in West Nusa Tenggara. In addition, there are construction of research and exploration facilities for the sustainable use of land and sea natural resources in eastern Indonesia and integrated genomics, tropical biodiversity, and national environmental facilities. Nations worldwide are currently struggling to recover their state budget after being channeled for handling the COVID-19 pandemic. This was affirmed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani during the Tax Director General DGP IT Summit 2021 online event on Wednesday, as stated by Antara News Agency. She also said every country in the world is reeling from impacts of the pandemic, and they have also implemented extraordinary policies in utilizing their state budget. To this end, Minister Mulyani expressed her steadfast commitment to continuing to coordinate with tax authorities worldwide to formulate the most appropriate policy. She believed Indonesia's state budget should be salvaged in the medium to long term after striving incessantly to 2 years to handle the COVID-19 pandemic and to work towards economic recovery. The Indonesian government has begun construction of the Earth Station for the Satria Satellite Project, which will be launched in the second half of 2023. The station will transmit radio waves from the satellite to users. It was said by Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate at the station's groundbreaking ceremony in Cikarang, Bekasi, West Java on Wednesday, as reported by Antara News Agency. He noted the primary satellite center, the main control station, and the network operation center will be built at the location. He informed that the government is also planning to build more earth stations in Batam, Pontianak, Banjarmasin, Tarakan, Kupang, Manado, Ambon, Manokwari, Timika, and Jayapura. Furthermore, a backup satellite control center will be established in Banjarmasin, the minister said, adding currently 10 other locations are still at the land provision stage. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday that U.S. troops may stay in Afghanistan passed an August 31st deadline to evacuate Americans, and the Pentagon said the U.S. military does not currently have the ability to reach people beyond the Kabul airport. As reported by Reuters.com, President Biden also said if there's American citizens left, the U.S. government is going to stay until the government gets them all out. Biden has come under fierce criticism for his handling of the withdrawal. Biden defended his decision, saying problems were inevitable in ending the 20 years U.S. involvement there. He also said the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing. President Tayyip Erdogan said that after rare talks on Wednesday with the senior of United Arab Emirates officials that Turkey and the United Arab Emirates' bitter rivals in the Middle East have been in contact in recent months and made some progress. As reported by Reuters.com, President Erdogan said he and United Arab Emirates National Security Advisor Sheikh Tahnoon bin Zayed Al Nahyan discussed investment in Turkey, adding that if the talks proceed well, the United Arab Emirates would make serious investment in Turkey. The Turkish president also said he was open to meeting at the United Arab Emirates' de facto ruler, Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Gulf nation says Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani has taken refuge in the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Ghani left Afghanistan as the Taliban advanced on the capital city Kabul over the weekend. As quoted by BBC.com, the United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry said the country had welcomed Mr. Ghani and his family on humanitarian grounds. In a video address later on Wednesday, Ghani denied fleeing and said he had left to prevent what he described as a huge disaster. For now, he is in the Emirates so that bloodshed and chaos is stopped. He is currently in talks to return to Afghanistan. Ghani also said rumors that he had traveled to the United Arab Emirates with a large amount of money were completely baseless and lies. That was the news.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
janji padamu negeri kami berbakti padamu negeri kami mengabdi sampai Merauke berjajar pulau-pulau sambung menyambung menjadi satu itulah Indonesia Indonesia tanah airku aku berjanji padamu menjunjung tanah airku tanah airku
Terima kasih Indonesiaku, negeri kita bersama.
Belah dada kita,
letakkan Garuda di dada kita
yang mengucur darah merah putih Indonesia.
Tetap merdeka selama hayat masih dikandung badan. right after celebrating the Independence Day, Indonesians also commemorate Constitution Day every August the 18th. Back in 1945, after proclaiming independence, Indonesians announced the birth of the 1945 Constitution as the legal basis for the country. The Constitution is also the basis for all laws in Indonesia. It was amended for the first time during the Reformation after the new order fell in 1999. Many later wanted the 1945 Constitution to be changed back into its original version. People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Bambang Susatyo in the Constitution Day commemoration on Wednesday said, although the position and authority of People's Consultative Assembly had changed a lot, the soul of this institution that was created by the nation's founders must not change. Therefore, the Assembly must keep bridging people's aspirations from all regions and prioritizing political ethics by always trying to create a harmony among socio-political powers and groups of interest to achieve the national advancement justly. Meanwhile, the Speaker for the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, said the 1945 Constitution was the highest law and basis for all state administrators in decision-making. It contains the guarantee for constitutional rights of all citizens, including the health and economic rights during the COVID-19 pandemic. The 1945 Constitution had been amended 4 times. One of the fundamental changes was the position of People's Consultative Assembly that now can only inaugurate the President and Vice President elected by the people. Despite the amendment, the four pillars of the nation are not negotiable. The 1945 Constitution, Pancasila, Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika motto are the main soul of every Indonesians. Indonesians must also remember that one of the goals of gaining independence is to achieve people's prosperity and social justice. Therefore, the 1945 Constitution gave authority for the nation and the government to do something in order to achieve the prosperity and the justice.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on August 19, 1945, anniversary of the Supreme Court of the Republic of Indonesia. On August 19, 1945, President Sukarno inaugurated Kusuma Atmaja as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the Republic of Indonesia. The date of the inauguration was later determined as the anniversary of the Supreme Court. Kusuma Atmaja had been asked by the Dutch to lead the puppet state formed by the Dutch Negara Pasundan in 1947. However, he refused it. Next event is that in 1980, when Saudi Arabian Airlines Flight 163 crashed. Saudi Arabian Airlines Flight 163 plane caught fire in the cargo when it was flying from Riyadh Airport to Jeddah on August 19, 1980. The Lockheed L-1011 engine caught fire. The fire killed all 287 passengers and 14 crew on board. Autopsies show that all the victims died from smoke poisoning and not from burns. So far, this has been the biggest plane crash in Saudi Arabia's history. The last event of August 19 was in 2003, bomb explosion at United Nations headquarters in Iraq. 22 people, including UN Special Envoy for Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello, were killed when the UN headquarters in Iraq collapsed due to a truck bomb explosion on August 19, 2003. At the time, a press conference was in progress and hundreds of people were in the building. Witnesses said a concrete mixer truck was believed to be carrying the bomb. The vehicle was noted to be parked outside the Mello's office and exploded at around 4:40 p.m. local time. Sergio died after being trapped under the rubble for several hours. The action was carried out by groups opposed to the U.S. occupation in Iraq. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Diri di hadapanku, apa yang harus
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar affirmed that the government is trying to accelerate the recognition of customary forests as the forest that belongs to the local customary people and not to the state. According to an official statement on the Environment and Forestry Ministry on Monday, until July 2021, 59,442 hectares of customary forests have been designated as part of social forestry, with 80 units of decree covering 42,038 families. Minister Siti Nurbaya said that there must be an inter-ministerial and institutional synergy in solving customary people issues because there are subjects, cultures, and non-forest areas under different authorities. It also needs the understanding of regional government as the front line in protecting the customary people and their local wisdom by identifying and verifying the customary people in their regions. She added another important thing is customary forest determination is that there must be understanding that the determination does not change the forest function. The determination must be for management based on the local wisdom to support sustainable forest development. She also affirmed the customary forest practices that protect nature also contribute in reducing the greenhouse gas emission, global emission, and protecting water springs. Moreover, Minister Siti Nurbaya further remarked that the social forest is also a form of green economy development. This is in line with President Joko Widodo's speech during the People's Consultative Assembly Annual Session 2021 and the state speech during the House of Representatives and Regional Representative Council joint session on Monday. With the social forest, the forestry sector in the past that was dominated by logging exploitation is now replaced with a new model that can respect the forest appropriately.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voanews.id.
Indonesia, hadapilah dengan tulus dan ikhlas. Ini pasti berlalu. Indonesia.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, jururawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Jaga kita.
listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Jepa or Oyepa, ulang. Yepa is a typical food of the Mandar tribe West Sulawesi. This food is inherited from generation to generation. Yepa is round in shape and made of cassava and grated coconut, which is cooked on a special pan made of clay. The local people of Mandar call it pizza Mandar. Because of its flat round shape, in addition to being a daily food, yepa is also a provision for the Mandar people who make a living as fishermen when they go to the sea. The Mandar tribe recognizes three types of yepa, namely yepa katong, yepa gola mamea, and yepa yepa. Yepa katong is a type of yepa made from sago. Yepa gola mamea is a yepa made with mixtures of palm sugars or brown sugar, and yepa yepa with smaller sizes. Yepa yepa is usually prepared for fishing because it is smaller in size and sufficient as a substitute for rice. To make yepa, the peeled cassava is then grated and squeezed until the juice comes out. The cassava pulp is then shifted and mixed with grated coconut mixture. This dough in the form of cassava and grated coconut is then cooked using panjepangan or special pan made of clay on a wood-burning stove. When eaten, yepa tastes so delicious. This culinary is very delicious when eaten with bau papi, namely a typical Mandar fish dish. The fish used are usually tuna, skipjack or milkfish, cooked using various spices and using a clay cauldron. It tastes sour and savory. Besides being enjoyed with bau papi, yepa is also delicious eaten with tuing-tuing tapa or grilled flying fish. But there are also those who enjoy yapan by adding palm sugar in the middle so that when eaten, it will cause a sweet taste sensation. If the pandemic is over and you travel to West Sulawesi, don't forget to taste this typical Mandar cuisine. It's not difficult to find it in various restaurants there. The price is also relatively cheap, about 5,000 rupiah per 3 pieces.
Bye.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, PTPLN has again gained achievement in the international arena by winning 3 Asian Gold Awards 2021, which was held in the Philippines. The award, which is held every 2 years, is a part of campaign to use environmentally friendly coal technology. In the announcement of the Asian Center for Energy, ACE, through the Directorate General of Mineral and Coal of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, PTPLN won awards for 3 categories. First, the first winner is in the power generation segment below 100 megawatt for the category of best practices in clean coal use and technology for small-scale power generation. This award was won by the 2x25 megawatt Orchid Steam Power Plant under the Sulawesi Main Generation and Distribution Unit, or UIKL, the Gorontalo Generator Controlling Executing Unit, UPDK. Then, the second award, won by PLTU Lontar, 3x315 megawatt under the management of PLN's subsidiary, PT Indonesia Power, winning first place in the 100 to 500 megawatt power segment for the category of best practices in clean coal use and technology for medium-scale power generation. Third, it's in the large power segment of 500 megawatt and above, PLTU Central Java 2 Adipala Operation and Maintenance Services Unit, OMU, with a capacity of 1x660 megawatt under the management of Indonesia Power. This plant won the first runner-up position for the best practices in clean coal use and technology for large-scale power generation category. PTPLN's Executive Vice President of Corporate Communications and CSR Agung Murdivi stated that this award is encouraging news and give encouragement to PTPLN, which continues to be committed to providing environmentally friendly, sustainable energy. This proves that PTPLN continues to work hard and smart in accordance with international standards. The award received by the PLN unit in Gorontalo refers to the Gorontalo PLTU with a capacity of 2x25 megawatt located in Ilangata Village, Angrek District, North Gorontalo Regency, Gorontalo Province. The people of Gorontalo know it by the name of PLTU Angrek, done by the best young Indonesians from PT Rekadaya Elektrika, which is engineering, procurement, and an electricity contraction EPC contractor company within the PLN group. Its presence supports the electrification ratio in Gorontalo province to reach 99.9% or higher than national levels of 98.93% when it was inaugurated. PLTU Lontar or PLTU Banten 3 Lontar is a power plant that has been operating since 2012 in Tangerang, Banten. This PLTU has experience in managing electricity with international standards, including receiving the ISRS or International Sustainability Rating System certificate in early January 2019. ISRS itself is the world's leading system for measuring and improving the quality of management systems in companies so that they can run sustainably, especially in the aspect of health, safety, environment. Uniquely, the Lontar PLTU uses water, hyacinth-based biomass, and waste in its mix with coal, thus helping to answer environmental problems around its operating area. Furthermore, PLTU Central Java 2 Adipala OMU is a power plant that uses a supercritical boiler with a steam pressure of 25.4 MPa. PLTU Jateng has also been included in the co-firing program carried out by PLN in an effort to reduce carbon emissions and encourage the increase in new and renewable energy. In the 2021 Asian Coal Awards, Indonesia participated by sending 10 participants for the best practice categories or coal mining, clean coal use and technology for power generation and coal distribution, corporate social responsibility and special submission. Overall, there are 9 nominations from Indonesia who won this award. Director General of Mineral and Coal Ridwan Jamaluddin expressed his appreciation for the victory in the 2021 Gold Awards and hopes that this award would be motivation to improve performance nationally, regionally, and globally. The delivery of the 2021 Asian Coal Awards is planned to be held virtually in conjunction with the 39th meeting of the energy ministers of Asian countries on September 17. That's miscellany.
Kita bersama. penyebaran virus corona pasti bisa melewati, hadapi ini semua. Jangan kau sebar berita hoax yang tak jelas. Ikuti saja semua anjuran pemerintah. Bekerja, belajar, dan beribadah di rumah.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I'm going to present to you a song by Riff. Riff stands for Rhythm in Freedom. This rock genre group was founded in 1994 with members Andy in vocals, Chikun in guitars, Maggi in drums, Ovi in guitar, and Teddy in bass. Until now, the music group, or Riff, has produced 7 music albums plus 1 album containing a collection of the best songs from this music group. The first album, entitled Raja, which was released in 1997, became hits with the same title, Raja. Listener, here is the song Raja by Riff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.